News release. Theatre Collingwood. What came from an inability to perform inside has generated perhaps one of Theatre Collingwood's most popular events. Back for its third year, the Perchside Festival was the brainchild of executive director Erica Angus and has turned into an annual event that the community and visitors are just dying to bring their lawn chairs to. Picture this. It's a beautiful summer's eve in July. You stroll over to what looks like a neighbor's home. You are greeted by Theatre Collingwood's team and big yellow banners. You are helped to a yard by a porch, where you are instructed to set up your lawn chairs. Once you are set up, you notice that there is a visual artist displaying their talents, so you wander over to view the beautiful local art. Maybe you even decide to take a piece home with you. Back at your lawn chair, you might decide to unpack a snack from a picnic basket you brought with you. You see some friends and decide to arrange your chairs together. You notice that the performance is about to begin and a Theatre Collingwood representative steps up to tell you the history of the home you are at. Very interesting. You realize you often wondered about this home as you passed it daily. Then an incredible performer, or performers, step onto the porch and for the next hour you are in awe of the talent you are witnessing in this intimate yard. You can also smell the scent of the garden nearby and you are lulled by the peacefulness of it all. The performance ends. You and your friends pack up, and decide to chat further at a local establishment. This is the Perchside Festival. Throughout the month of July, Theatre Collingwood will present 12 different shows on 12 different porches. Each will be performed 3 times, for a total of 36 performances in 1 month. During the pandemic, we were faced with the inability to perform indoors, and artists were suffering. I decided that we could present artists safely outdoors and take advantage of the many beautiful porches that Collingwood boasts. Audiences loved it and the Perchside Festival was born, said Erica Angus. Of note, these are not just any artists that are on these porches. They are carefully curated and really exceptional Canadian artists, many who have worked at the Stratford Festival, the Shaw Festival, Mervish Productions, and even Broadway. The festival begins July 1 and 2 with singer Bruce Dow, who played the role of King Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Stratford Festival and on Broadway. He will be performing at one of the loveliest homes on Sunset Point, accompanied by Mark Selby on keyboard. The festival truly has something for everyone, including Mary Kelly singing music inspired by the East Coast of Canada, Maha Ardal performing a one-woman play, Adrian Marchik and Chris Sugiuchi singing great summer tunes, Kwame Williams and Tiki Mercury Clark performing the African Resistance soundtrack, Alex Pangman, Canada's Sweetheart of Swing, and even Roy LeBlanc singing Elvis, and much more, said Ms. Angus. Single show tickets are available, but for those who don't want to miss a beat, there is a Perchside Passport available that includes 12 shows for the price of 10. For more information about Theatre Collingwood's Perchside Festival or to order tickets, please call the box office at 705-445-2200 or visit www.theatrecollingwood.ca.